This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. So weird this time of year, sitting in the office and fully 20 minutes before we come in here. It's
daylight.
Like broad daylight out. It's just, we're like normally the moles who live in darkness, like big eyes, you know, practically blind, and we're just, But it's, I like it. It feels normal, you know? You don't feel sort of like a normal person when you know, we're at work and it's light outside.
It's hard to get used to, though.
It is. Well, it's only a month a year.
Yeah.
It's all we have to face. All right, let's get down to business here. It is Tuesday. Time to get her done. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We're going to check this week's weather.
Thank you so much. In the Bay Area, partly to mostly sunny skies expected today. Although we had a pretty cold snap there and even some snow up in Tahoe, expect things to warm up considerably heading into the weekend. We could be looking as high as 96 to 100 degrees in the East Bay.
Yuck.
Wow. And South Bay, 75 here in San Francisco.
Jeez.
Which, you know, it feels 100 in San Francisco.
When it's 75,
and down,
it does.
And down the beachway, when it gets even pushing 80, you're like, what is happening? So, yeah.
Someone turn off the furnace.
It's going to warm up a lot. Although, still see that breeze. Going to be windy. It's typical summer wind.
Right. Vinny, people are wondering how it's going to be in Scotts Valley for you. Well, all concerned.
It's going to be really nice. Really, really nice.
You going to try and not turn that AC on?
Yeah, I don't expect to need that.
Oh, I'm putting it. John is leaving on his fishing trip on Wednesday night. I expect
The annual weekly? For a week, right?
Half a week, yeah. He'll be back Monday. But as soon as he walks out the door, I'm going to turn the AC on.
Oh,
boy, he's like the AC Nazi. He just doesn't want it on. I'm like, oh my God, it's 1,000 degrees
in here.
Just open the windows. I'm like, it's hotter outside. Turn on the AC. What is the matter with you? Why else did we get it?
Right.
For emergency, Sarah.
Yeah, it's an emergency. I'm sweating to death. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. What's that for?
That was a good read, Sarah.
Oh, it was?
Excellent.
Yeah, much better than
Shut up.
Yesterday.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm reading one thing and looking and trying to figure out another thing.
I got
a lot of stuff.
Very nice.
Shut up, Yuzi.
I was telling her, Vinny, this morning that on Friday, remember when she wanted to do the giveaway again for a second time?
Yeah.
So me and Bryn went back and listened to the clip and laughed at it a couple times.
Oh, that's just so
just for
great.
Fun, you know?
Have fun at my expense.
You bring us so much joy, Sarah.
I'm glad to be
the
joy.
To play it over and over again.
Yeah, that feels good, guys. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Events and Adventures.
Nice, Sarah. Nice.
Nice.
Nice, Sarah.
Oh, my God. You guys make it feel so good to be alive.
Ooh, you're welcome.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by...
Come on. Pick it up. David Fields listening.
Events and Adventures.
Nice.
Meet other singles while having a blast. I actually do feel like if I was single, I would totally do
Events.
Oh,
me too.
It just seems great.
I know.
All right,
really
so
fun.
Let me give this.
Okay.
Let me put some heart into this. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Events and Adventures. Meet other singles while having a blast. Check out eventsandadventures.com.
I keep saying Events and Adventures. It's Adventures. Oh, shoot.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Oh, my.
So, The Bachelorette. Who was on?
This is really blowing up.
It really is, and it's just highly questionable. Like, I wonder if there's going to be more to this story at some point. But Bachelor in Paradise is a show that's like a spinoff of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette as a season.
They comprised of losers.
It's people who actually, though, Have there ever been any winners on it? Like, they've gone back? I think that people who have been in, you know, been at the end, quote unquote, won the show and then have broken up. I'm pretty sure they've had those people on. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Those people go to Dancing with the Stars or whatever.
They do. But then a couple years later, when their star has fallen and no one knows who they are anymore, they're like, oh my God, I should go on TV again. So Corinne, who was the breakout star from last year's Bachelor, she is such a little, I don't even know what to call her. She was all over Nick. I mean, she has a nanny. I should point that out.
She is not someone to look up to.
No, that is a really good way of putting it, Vinny. You can look at her, but don't look up to her. She says she was in a blackout state when she got sexual with fellow Bachelor in Paradise star DeMario Jackson. She blames producers for not pulling the plug and protecting her. Although,
I thought they... Oh, wait, they didn't pull the plug. They just pulled the video.
Right, they just canceled the show. But it looks like the show's going to be canceled. They sent everybody home and they're saying... It looks like this, and people will be bummed because they love
like this
show.
Season or from forever?
Probably just this season. I mean, money rules. I'm sure they must do this show because they make money.
Well,
they've got built-in stars on it.
Is
you know?
It possible, though, that the pushing the envelope is what brought or made the show worth watching, and now that lawyers will have to look at everything that's done and say, no, there's no more alcohol. That's out. No more. By the time they're done, you know, cleaning that all the problem areas
right.
up, what you'll have is a bit not worth doing.
And the thing about that's familiar. The thing about this show and the premise of the show and the fact that this girl is now screaming that someone should have stepped in and stopped her and saved her from herself. They talked yesterday about how these two, DeMario and Corinne, knew that they that their romance, or what passes for romance on that show, was going to be the featured thing. So now,
script it.
No, but that, you know, hey, you guys, go have fun and act like you like each other,
well,
I guess. I'm not sure.
All these shows have producers that egg on the
action. Yeah,
we're
going to use this as a storyline.
Like a loose storyline.
Right. Here's what we want to happen in this thing, so you guys make that happen.
And I think you end up with people who are extremely pleased with them seeing themselves on TV and are happy to know that their character is going to get more TV time.
Right.
That's all that has to be said to them, and they're like, what do you want me to do? Right?
Right. And so for her to be screaming that this thing happened to her and no one protected her from herself... I hate it because I do feel like in real life this does it goes down, you know, it's wrong. Maybe there is a point where you're not capable of being in control of whether you've consented to something. How does the other person know what that line is? Most of us aren't followed around by producers. They say in the videotape she appears lucid. So whether or not she forgot about it later, or whether or not, like, I don't know, what are we going to just blood test her throughout the night? Like, to me, this is something that she signed up for. She knew what the storyline was going to be. She drank herself into oblivion. But at the point when the incident happened, she was talking. She can see the cameras. I don't know. Where's the line?
Well,
it's
okay.
A super hard line to draw.
I'll help you with the line. If you're a corporation... in charge of business and in charge of putting together TV programming, you can't feed people a ton of drinks, push and poke them into
right.
risky behavior, and then step back and go, we didn't, what? We don't know. That's the line. If one person does that to another person, that guy's a rapist. But if all of these people are involved in this whole thing and they're calling it a TV show, then the producers... they are extremely responsible for the BS that they put together there, don't you think?
I think that everybody here was a grown-up and knew what the show was and what was expected of them, and for them to be yelling and screaming about it. Now, look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't watch that show. I think it's trash. And I'm willing to watch some trashy TV.
Sure. Right.
You know, I don't mean to be judgy on your favorite show, Bachelor in Paradise, but like... It just doesn't seem like it. And she's even said she just totally blames the producers. I mean, I don't know. Is she looking to just get a payout? It's the whole thing is just kind of gross
to me.
So
let me ask you this. So the way you set that up, to me, it seemed like an easy answer. But are you saying now that she's coming back at them and saying, they did this to me?
She is lawyered up.
Oh, okay.
She's ready to open the couch. And she even said, I don't blame DeMario. He was drunk, too. They put us in this situation and whatever might have happened. And by the way, there was some touching and some FaceTime, but there was...
She's going to win. She's going to win.
Of course she is.
She's going to win the story, the way I just told it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, put it this way.
All right.
When we started in radio, when anything went, right?
Yeah.
I used to run out and do... absolutely dangerous and dumb stuff in the name of doing my radio show. I would have never thought to blame my bosses for that. Right. In fact, any time I got myself into trouble, I was like, huh? A lot of times they backed me up, and thankfully they did, but now the culture has changed.
Right.
Corporations are like, don't do that.
It's actually kind of surprising that they have let this show go on, because last year on Bachelor in Paradise... there was that dude, I don't know if you remember from two seasons ago with The Bachelorette, there was this crazy, good-looking dude named Chad, but he was crazy, and he was a bad person.
He was the one who was fighting all the time,
he
right?
He was fighting, right, he won, and he went on Bachelor in Paradise and got thrown off, and basically, he had too much to drink and was,
fighting with the guys?
Fighting, and just, got in a fight with one of the girls.
He did pull-ups on, the random... wood that was hanging and stuff like that.
The cross beams.
Right. Yeah.
Wherever he could do pull-ups.
He seemed super steroidy, really much too angry for what was going on. I mean, you're on a beach in paradise with some drinks. Why are you so mad? But anyway, this show, I feel bad for the fans of it because I have a feeling that you're right, Vinny. It's going to just go away. So we're talking about this chick, Corinne, and this guy, DeMario. They have both been contestants on either The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. She is blaming producers for not pulling the plug and protecting her when she'd had too much to drink. Sources that talk to TMZ say people who've seen the tape say she was lucid and fully engaged. Corinne, there are sources telling TMZ, Corinne was drunk the entire day of the filming. She ended up naked in the swimming pool with DeMario. He remembers everything. And is talking about all the things that he did to her.
He is?
Mm-hmm. Well, according to this source anyway. I mean, I have the quote, but I can't say it because it's all...
So he's not claiming to be
victim
of producers.
He says, it seemed like she was with me, and these were all the things we did, and I have full memory of it.
All right.
She says she remembers nothing. The day after the swimming pool incident is when she found out that this stuff had happened. Fellow cast members began telling her what went down with DeMario. She says several cast members told her they'd voiced concern to people on the production crew that she was in no position to consent to sexual activity, but the crew didn't listen to them. Production sources insist other cast members did not complain to anyone that Corinne was too drunk to form an intent to have sexual contact with DeMario. Corinne has told her friends she has a boyfriend and wouldn't have done what she did, especially with cameras rolling, to jeopardize that relationship. What are you doing on this show, lady?
She's trying to be a TV
star.
Or whatever the reality star, or whatever the version of that is.
Sources familiar with the footage say she appeared fully engaged. Corinne doesn't fully blame DeMario because he, too, was drunk. And she blames the producer. She's lawyered up.
If DeMario was loaded, she'd blame him.
He was loaded.
No, loaded.
Money. Financially.
Oh. You're probably right. This is not great behavior. She is, as Vinny said, not someone to look up to. Let me see if there's anything else. I have several stories about this.
It's just such sketchy territory. Anyone to be involved in the whole drink heavily and let's see what happens, but to be making a TV show out of that, I swear, I think they're going to stop doing it.
I feel like they're going to have to.
As soon as they get some lawyers involved and the lawyers start going, you can't, what were you doing? Mm. We need a lawyer on the set, and the lawyer will be there to say, none of this can go on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can just scratch.
This activity needs to stop right
this
here.
This scene's over.
Right. 925 says, don't forget Corinne was the one who took her top off and put Nick's hands on her boobs.
Oh, yeah.
On the first group
Yeah, but
date.
Don't forget, this is America, and everyone's farming a lawsuit. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what someone said, Corinne, this is your break. Right here.
This is your big chance.
And who knows? I don't know. I've never seen the scene. I don't know Corinne. Right. I don't know her as someone else is saying she was wasted every show.
Right. Oh, she was wasted every show of just the regular Bachelor.
415. Corinne has been drinking herself into oblivion for every show she's been on. Mm-hmm. So is this person an alcoholic?
It seems that way.
Okay.
She was drunk every, I believe by the end of every episode of The Bachelor, she would be pretty wasted. She was always looking for her drinks. Don't worry, drink. She's coming.
She's there.
Witnesses at the resort in Mexico where this Bachelor in Paradise incident went down say about 2 hours after her sexual encounter with DeMario, she was still awake. She was stumbling drunk, eyes closed, slurring badly, and wearing her clothes inside out. One source said she was on a whole other level.
Yeah, that's a super, that's a really bad sign.
It's terrible. Boy, I have a zillion stories about... Oh, here's another quick story regarding The Bachelor and The Bachelorette universe. Right now, the current season of The Bachelorette's on with Rachel, who is just delightful. Just really... She just has such a good vibe.
She's, you like her.
I think she's great. Oh, she's on The Bachelorette. So...
I was waiting for that.
That didn't even register for me. Thank
right,
you, man.
Me either. Thanks for bringing us back. One of the dudes that she's working with, I don't know, on The Bachelorette, was determined to be on the show ever since he was in high school. His name is Peter Krause. He listed his future plans in his 05 high school yearbook. He was at, Madison, Wisconsin, Edgewood High. He wrote, go to art school, become famous in one way or another, be on The Bachelor, live happily.
Wow.
And there's a lot of fan speculation that he's actually the guy that she picks. Because she seems to really like him.
Oh, because this season's over.
No, well, it's already been shot.
All right.
Yes. Here's the yearbook picture of him.
This is the boy.
Yes, and here he is as an adult man.
Well, he's come together nicely, that's
he
for
has,
sure.
He has, yeah. He looks a lot better than he did in high school. Sometimes you got to grow into your look, you know. He looks like he hits the gym on the regular.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a TV star, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that whole be on the Bachelor goal.
Yeah. It is a weird goal to have.
You'd feel like a dad would pull him aside and say, son, I need you to aim higher.
Yeah.
I just got to beg you to aim higher. Like, if you fall into that, all right, that's one step along the way. But you can't peak on The Bachelor at 25.
I wonder what would Rachel, let's say she's engaged to this guy currently. Like, you know, she says she came off the show completely in love and she's engaged. And, you know, she's actually given a lot more information than they normally give before the season has aired. Doesn't that make you step back if you see that someone's high school ambition was to be on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
I'd be like...
But you're talking about another person of the same age group who may not have any kind of trip on that.
Right.
I feel like...
Oh, that was in my high school yearbook, too.
If she's all, yeah, I wanted to be The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
If my daughter said something like that, I would think that I would have to say, look, let's either talk about the value of partnerships in real life and what that's about, or do you want to be an actress? Because let's go do that. But this middle ground, you're finding love on a TV show.
Being
and that
famous
being
just
your
for
thing,
being alive?
That's no.
Yeah, because the next thing you know, she winds up on Bachelor in Paradise. Oh my God. If you were the dad of one of the people on Bachelor, wouldn't you just like find the nearest cliff? I'd be like, I gotta go. I have done a bad job. This is bad parenting. I always think about that. Like, what do Corinne's nanny and parents...
There it is, 415. Doesn't Corinne have a rich daddy?
Yeah. I'm sure they're like, yeah, go get famous. It's good for the family business. It must be, because otherwise wouldn't you be like, what you're doing is slutty.
Well, you can't stop her.
That's true. She does seem like she has her own ideas about stuff. Anywho, it's 6:26, Tuesday morning. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
If you missed the game last night, I'll tell you who won.
Oh, okay.
In the NBA Finals after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a beautiful day out there. Happy Get Her Done Tuesday, everybody. This part of the program is brought to you by ADT.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram, I really pimped out a picture. I might have gone a little overboard.
Oh, you think?
But this picture all has to do with Vinny's news break. I won't take away his thunder. But go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram and congratulate a certain team along with us.
Come on, I'm looking. Yeah, I want to take a look at his.
Cute. He totally pimped it out. All kinds of stuff going on there.
Garage Cat's not in there, so don't look for him.
Oh, that's too bad.
People are texting my mind, asking me if Garage Cat was there.
Why isn't Garage Cat there? Mm-hmm. Oh, what a wonderful job you've done.
Yay, who made it?
That's absolutely great. That's a cute picture of all of us.
Well, I don't think I look all that good.
Vinny looks incredible.
You look very proud.
He looks so cute.
You look proud.
What is up with the old Warriors logo? Get that guy out of there.
Why?
Oh, ugh.
I like it all.
It's
big
great.
And small.
Oh, there's Kerr in the bottom. I didn't see that guy.
Yeah. All red-faced.
All right. Well, check
good
out
job.
Our Instagram, everyone.
It's cute. Yeah.
It's good fun.
It is. Protecting what matters most for over 140 years, ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Oh. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. So last night at the NBA Finals, the Warriors finished getting their second championship in 3 years. Mm. That's pretty good.
It's pretty, pretty good.
They won game 5 last night, 129-120. Cleveland did keep it interesting, and I was for sure grinding on the couch watching that. It was not an easy one, especially after, you know, what had happened in game 4.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant was named the finals MVP through 5 games. He averaged 35.2 points, 8.4 rebounds, and 5.4 assists while shooting 55.6% from the field. He's the guy who just joined the team this season from Oklahoma City. And it's obvious he was pretty happy with his choice. His quote is, "I'm just so happy to be a part of it, man. I can't wait to celebrate with my teammates in the locker room. They did gel as a team nicely. They
quickly.
All got along. They all were happy to share the ball, and it was nice to see." And Kevin Durant, as you know, someone maybe a lot of Warriors fans don't know him. His mom's at the games a lot. And when asked if he had a message for his mom, he said, quote, "We did it. I told you when I was 8 years old. We did it." Which is pretty neat to see. You got to figure.
I told you when I was 8 years old.
His mom's been probably following him to games his whole life. And there they are.
So his yearbook probably said, "Win an NBA championship."
Right.
Right. Lofty goals.
Yep. So anyway, there's that. Congratulations, Warriors fans. You got the win. Do we have any audio from the...
So they went 16 of 17.
16 and 1.
Right. So is that a record in and of itself? I mean, that seems like a pretty solid playoff.
Well, it's whether it's a record or not, it's not that clean sweep they were hoping for.
So sweet.
But it is another championship, and the parade is set for Thursday at 10 a.m. So if you want to enjoy the celebration, it will go through downtown Oakland. They say here it'll follow the same route as the team's parade to celebrate the 2015 NBA title. You can get exactly how to get there and all that online or probably on the Warriors website.
We posted it on our Alice Instagram. It's the picture right before the one I posted. Somebody from
the parade route?
Yeah, the parade route. Great. Somebody from our social media put it up.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure you can go to RadioAlice.com and find it. I mean, what can't you find there?
Everything's there.
Right. Hello.
And as I said earlier, as we head towards parade day, things are warming up around here, too, so that'll be nice.
Yep.
It'll be a nice day. Probably a little windy, but, you know, confetti likes the wind.
Sure.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. The people have to clean up the confetti probably don't like the wind too much, but...
True. Well, it's a celebration. Okay, so anyway, well, I'll probably mention that.
Any
you know,
chance to sing.
I know.
10 more times, everyone, so let's move on to some other stuff.
Okay.
Yahoo goes away today.
Oh,
everyone,
wow.
It's the end of an era.
Yes,
as
it
Yahoo
is.
Was one of, in my opinion, I'm sure I'm wrong, but seems Yahoo was one of the original internet giants.
Yeah. I agree. There was a time there where, you know, Google was sort of secondary. I looked for everything on Yahoo, and Yahoo was my homepage. So what happens to all my email addresses from Yahoo?
I don't have an answer for
I
that.
I get sold,
I guess.
But the $4.5 billion sale to Verizon is scheduled to close today. It will be consumed by the telecommunications giant, and I think they're getting rid of the name. I think they're going to go by Oath.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we heard?
Some kind of combination of AOL and Yahoo that's going to be Oath.
Oh.
And we've all seen this coming. I mean, Yahoo's sort of power faded a lot from Google and Facebook as the place you'd go to hang.
Right.
And then not one... but two major data breaches,
right?
That they kept hidden, by the way. Massive hacks that ended up knocking a lot less off the selling price than you'd have expected. It seems like, you know.
Now they should be free.
Well, no. You dirty bastards, just give us the company now.
Yeah.
I think they took $350 million off the $4.8 something billion dollar selling price.
$4.48 billion.
Is the final selling price.
Yeah.
It originally was going for more. There was a discount after those hacks were uncovered.
And then Marissa, you have the amount?
Well, no, but
how much did I get? I got plenty of money.
They
over
do this
million.
Year along the timeline of Yahoo's demise that, you know, the 08 financial crisis was a problem for all companies and the same for Yahoo. Marissa Mayer came on in 2012, the fourth CEO in as many years, and they say by then she'd inherited a mess, so there wasn't much hope.
You see how many people
there's a lot I can do with it.
They're saying 23 million for her.
Marissa, I'm really bummed out that you're letting possibly 2,100 employees go. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, Marissa.
I'm already out the door. I have nothing to do with it. What do you want in for me? I think she'll be fine. She can probably still buy groceries with that. So the $23 million was just what is that her share of what the sale will bring her? Because I thought she got like $100 million bucks when they pfft her out.
Well, their Saints is expected to receive a golden parachute, Marissa, payment that filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission say it's worth more than $23 million.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless
you. Well, she'll be all right.
Yeah.
Oh, she'll be fine.
What about the employees, though?
Yeah, what about
No, I don't even know those guys.
You don't know those guys?
How would I know them?
I'm sure she tried her best.
Oh, you know I did.
There's no way she would have gone over there from her cushy spot at successful cushy spot at Google.
Well, I thought I'd have a shot at bringing them back. You know, I tried my best, but it didn't work out.
They list here in the article I'm reading about some of her choices were not wise, but that's, you know, what do they call that? Monday morning quarterbacking.
Right. Looking back over your shoulder.
So.
Fine, sir.
Bye, Yahoo.
Yes.
Someone says, what happens to my fantasy football stuff?
Oh, I bet that's one of the reasons Verizon bought the company. So right. they'll just be under the name Oath or be under the name Verizon. But they bought you when they bought Yahoo. That's what they were buying. You.
You know what I use a lot is Yahoo Answers. I love that so much.
What is it?
What?
It's just Yahoo Answers. Like, you, there's like a forum kind of. You ask a question and people answer you, and there's like a bunch of.
It's random people, though. Yeah, it's not like it's necessarily an expert.
But you can read a bunch of them and see which one's the best answer, and, you know, based on your. And then you Google that to see if it's accurate. And it really helps me with a lot of things.
People are saying Yahoo Answers is no Wikipedia. Is that true?
I would say they're almost the same because they both get.
They're different, too, because you're kind of asking for something specific.
Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot through Yahoo Answers.
I'll have to try it now that it's gone.
I do. Yeah, when I like have
like medical stuff or
no, not medical.
Does this
just
look
like,
infected?
No, I just I can't even think about a question that I ask, but it's always random that I can't. If I Googled it, sometimes I have to read through a bunch of like messy forums.
Yeah.
But Yahoo Answers like it just it's simple for me, and it says best answer here, second best answer there.
Oh, yeah. Like people rate the answers.
Yeah, people rate the answers and how many people it's helped so far.
Well, they'll probably still have something. It'll just be Oath Answers,
I guess.
Well, that's, I'm telling you, that's why they bought it. That's, they want all the people who go to all the stuff that's, they'll just rename it. So.
Interesting.
I always thought the Yahoo brand was neat.
I know. I like Yahoo, too.
The colors, the brand, the little yodel. So that's sad. It'll just become a trivia question. So try to remember all you can.
So I should
those
throw
people.
Away. Oh, it doesn't even work anymore. My little Yahoo.
Throw it away. Oh. Just toss it in the trash.
No, that's one of those things.
Oh, keep it in case.
Someday.
The battery's probably just dead, Yuzi.
Yeah.
Someday, you never know.
I could make a million.
Yeah.
You think?
Just hit it again. I'll do it for you, Yuzi.
Okay, here I go.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Great job.
That's teamwork.
The little things.
Right there.
It's the little things, man.
Morning, everybody. This is us getting it done on a Tuesday.
I never got to get on Tinder. I don't have a profile. I've only done it the one time when my friend at a dinner table handed me her phone and let me do some choosing
for her. Right.
Right. But every now and then I get these Tinder stories. I think they're worth doing. A lot of people out there are looking for someone nice to hang with.
That's all we want.
According to this, here are four suggestions you should... These four suggestions will help you get better matches, it says. Don't make your profile about what you want. Your profile should be about you and not what you're looking for.
Oh. Mm.
If you just list off qualities of your ideal match, you're seriously limiting who's going to contact you.
Oh.
And besides, you don't know what you want.
You don't know. That's why you're on Tinder.
Right.
You haven't worked out what you want yet.
Try some stuff. You think you only like this one thing, but, you know, you might meet someone and go, I had no idea that would work for me.
Because you haven't experienced everything in the world yet.
Right. Avoid negativity. Focus on things you like instead of what you dislike. Yeah. That pet peeve nonsense seems charming, but really you're just being cranky.
Right. Oh, you like complaining.
No one wants to choose that.
Yeah.
You don't choose that on purpose anyway.
Complaining is nice, though.
Is it?
It can be, sure.
Is nice it?
Yeah, have something to complain about.
Oh, my God. Am I trapped in the car with a complainer? Get me out of here.
Why are you complaining about it?
Don't jump into the heavy stuff on Tinder until you've actually met.
Oh.
That should be so
and
obvious.
And even then, hold off on that for a couple of days.
They say
let them see the best of you.
It should be so obvious that there's no reason to discuss your ex or your family drama until you've actually been on a few dates.
Yeah.
But people do it all the time.
Yeah. This person who's looking at your profile is a total stranger.
And lastly, I think this is interesting, before I get to some of your texts. They say, ask a friend's advice on which picture to post.
It's
you don't
true.
Always know what picture best represents what you look like.
Yep. It's funny how with pictures, like you, even just the one we just did, like I thought, oh, Vinny looks like super proud and Yuzi looks super cute. And Vinny's like, I hate that picture. I'm like, oh, no, that's
I don't hate it.
Well, whatever, but you didn't like it. It wasn't your favorite picture of yourself. I thought, oh, that was a pretty good picture of you.
Yeah, Vinny,
Vinny looks incredible in the Allison 73 Instagram post. Everyone, check him out. Incredible, Vinny.
Thanks so
leave
much.
Leave a comment.
Vinny.
Yeah, leave a comment.
I just accept whatever picture is taken. I'm just
At
this point, you have to, because honestly, you can nitpick every freaking picture, and there's so many pictures now.
I just want to say,
it's part of what we do, taking pictures.
As I was looking through those pictures, there's like seven of them with Vinny's eyes closed, so I had
to pick the one.
Well, because Sarah was tickling me.
Oh, Sarah.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't doing that.
Trying to make him look bad?
No.
Yeah.
Trying to put a real smile on his face, not this.
I didn't even try that one. I did try a couple straight face ones, though. Remember, I told you I was going to stop smiling. It's not working out. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
What was that?
Oh.
Corinne is an adult. It is no one's bleeping responsibility but her own to make choices and live her life. Pathetic, says 415.
It just sucks because it is a gray area, you know? You have to...
Classic example of women blaming everyone else but themselves when a guilty conscience consumes their mind over their actions. Tell that B to... It goes on.
Wow. There's some anger happening here.
Controversial.
We're just trying to tell you what happened.
415 says, Rachel was at the Warriors game last night.
Oh.
That's where she was. At the Warriors game last night.
Date Kevin Durant or something? Or she dated some big NBA guy?
Who did?
Rachel, like in high school.
Yeah, they were high school sweethearts.
So are they still friendly and that's why she went to the game? Or she's a fan?
Wait, are we talking about Hooman's Rachel?
No,
Rachel from The Bachelorette. The one who's the current Bachelorette.
Oh.
Apparently they were, high school, like for a couple years.
Yeah, I think so. I read an article about that.
Classic Sarah, says 408. What did y'all do last night? I watched Cars 3. I watched the game. I made a swamp.
Shut up! Oh my god!
Didn't you?
Did you make a swamp?
Someone said that the sand is gonna settle. It's just super milky water. I'm so bummed out about it. Thanks, Adele.
Hey, can you definitely put like cameras in the back so we can watch the raccoons eat your fish?
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Oh, should I do a live feed from my backyard?
Just for us.
That's
such
funny.
Good
Maybe I'll
criminals.
Do that.
Yeah. They're really sneaky.
Right. I'll try to do it. Listen, I told you I'm putting a top. It's going to be a cover. I'm not going to.
Raccoons.
Yeah, they're raccoons. They carry pocket knives.
Oh, really? So they can undo like a lock or a cook?
Yes.
Don't worry. Please don't worry about the fish until they start dying.
Okay.
I'll let you know. I'll give you a body count.
Let's just all remind Sarah about the black floors.
Oh,
yeah, let's remind her.
Well, I can't see the black floors because there's too many rugs around.
Well, I don't want your footprints on my black
floors.
Black floors.
Yeah.
Shut up. You guys are so mean.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The highest paid celebrities, and it's actually a pretty surprising list. This is another one from Forbes. Taylor Swift, not in the top 10. Actually, not in the top 20, which is sort of surprising. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.